Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Barbara Kessoff is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad she's here, too, because Barbara is the co-founder and chief operating officer of a pretty darned important organization, an organization that I like telling you about, Women Impacting Public Policy. This is a very special group of ladies, ladies and gentlemen, who this organization aggregates. I like to say they aggregate the power of a lot of other women organizations, and really they do a great job of lobbying for women's issues in Congress and around the country, and I really admire the good work that Barbara and her folks do. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. Now, one of the things that I know you guys have been working on is a bill that's in Congress today, right now, Barbara, that will encourage, will motivate, will stimulate, hopefully, what's called angel investing. Is that right?
Exactly. What this bill is about is all about getting money into the hands of small businesses. It's absolutely a terrific bill.
Men and women. Not just
small business owners. And even though our organization focuses on women business owners, as is always the case, our issues cross the line and help and generate interest and activity for all small business owners.
Right. Now, before we go any further, why don't we explain to some people who might not know what an angel investor is?
Sure. An angel investor is really an affluent individual, somebody who has some money, who has some spare money available, and who uses that money to provide capital for business startups. And usually they do it in return for an ownership equity.
Right. It doesn't have to be a startup. It could be a growing business. It doesn't have to be a startup.
Absolutely.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And generally they fill that gap of not the very initial startup business and not the venture capital, which generally provides capital for companies, generally 1 to 2 million and more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything from a few thousand dollars to a few hundred thousand dollars, typically.
Right. We find that small businesses generally, when they're just starting up, use funding from family and friends, credit card financing for their startup business.
Right.
But when they're just off the ground and they're ready, they need some extra cash to fuel their growth. Often it's for technology. That's when the angel investor comes in, and it fills that gap between family and friends, as I said, and the venture capitalists.
Well, and also with banks. They also augment the relationship with banks, because a lot of times banks will make a loan for inventory or equipment or maybe even for accounts receivable, depending on the strength of the company. Mm-hmm. But they're going to want to see that the company's got some skin in the game, that they've got some financial critical mass of their own, and if the startup, the founder of the startup company, doesn't have enough, they've got some money, they've spent their own money getting this business off the ground. The model looks good, the business is doing okay, mm-hmm. but they really need to grow considerably. An angel can come in and add that extra degree of financial critical mass that allows for the next step, which might be a bank and not necessarily venture capitalists.
That's right. And often banks like widgets. They like something concrete in inventory.
They need things concrete.
That's right. And the angel investor often invests because they know the business, they know the business owner, they believe in it, and they're willing to take that risk.
Mm-hmm. Another way that angels step in sometimes, Barbara, is they don't actually put their own money down. They may just be the guarantor of a loan.
Mm-hmm.
to a bank where the bank says, you know what, I don't need, you know, you've got enough equity in the business, but in order to sign this note, I'm going to need more of a signature, somebody with more of a financial statement than the business owner.
Absolutely. One of the huge problems, and actually it happened to me when I was financing my company several years ago, is that you can have an absolutely perfect clean credit. And we did. This was my first big shock as a business owner. We didn't have any debts at all, and I thought when I was ready to go out and get my money from the bank to finance it, I thought I'd have no problems. But guess what? Because I didn't have loans, and I couldn't therefore demonstrate steady repayment of my loans, mm-hmm. I, in essence, had no credit. So this is a wonderful place where an angel investor can step in, because they can provide that guarantee, as you said,
right,
and get in and help that small business owner build that credit.
No, that's absolutely right. And the good thing about that kind of a situation is if the angel has CDs or whatever else that they can pledge, then they don't have to cash those CDs out. Now, if the thing fails, they've got to come up with the cash. They are guaranteeing it, but it's another way of leveraging their assets without actually having to put the money in the business at that time. So
So
that's what an angel is, and we need more of those. We need it would be good for the economy if the angel investors were a little bit more motivated than they are to get to step out and get involved with small business. And so now tell us what the bill does.
Absolutely. This should motivate a lot of people. This is something that we're very excited about, and actually members of Congress are very excited about, both Republicans and Democrats. So it's a bipartisan bill. It's something that everybody can get behind, because it's good for small business. It's good for the economy. The legislation provides incentives for angels. It creates a 25% tax credit for investors or angels and partnerships that invest cash or, as mm-hmm. you said, a cash equivalent mm-hmm. Into a small business.
This reminds me, Barbara, of the old investment tax credit, the ITC that we had back in the 70s and 80s. And let's take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about how this actually works. We're going to talk about where it is in Congress, what kind of progress it's making, and what you and I can do to help make this happen. Folks, if we can get this through through Congress, this is a good thing for small business. 20 after, we'll be right back with Barbara Kassoff. She's the president of Women Impacting Public Policy.
Surprise. I'll be with you, darling. Oh, I was warned about her love.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to use it to your advantage. And please subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It's free. Comes on Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. And we're in our eighth year. Let's see, was that right? Yeah, in our eighth year of the newsletter. And in our 10th year of the Small Business Advocate Show. And we're proud to have been serving you all this time. And we're so happy to be able to meet people like Barbara Kassoff, ladies and gentlemen. Barbara has been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. She's the president and co-founder, along with Terry Neese, another good friend of ours, of an outstanding bipartisan women's organization called Women Impacting Public Policy. And Barbara, the bipartisan part has been the key to your success, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's been wonderful. We are what we feel is a very honest broker in Washington, D.C. We've worked very closely on issues with both sides, with Republicans and with Democrats. Mm-hmm. And they know that they can count on us, because they know we represent the interests of a constituency of small businesses. We can say this works, this doesn't work. We can bring them solid information and feedback onto issues from real-life situations, and they respect our opinions because we have been very careful to maintain that very strict bipartisanship and focus on issues.
Leadership, not partisanship.
Exactly.
That's the key to success, I think, these days. We need to get a little more of that attitude in Congress if that's ever going to be possible.
And our members respect that, too, because we're pretty well split down the middle.
And I have been to your meetings, and I've seen the ladies on both sides of the aisle there, and it's fun to see them get together.
Yep.
And the website is WIPP.org.
WIPP.org.
And so check it out when you get a chance, folks, especially ladies. Check that out. And if you're a member of another organization, NABO or any of the other organizations, those organizations are members of WIP.
That's right. We have 47 organizations now that have joined our coalition.
You aggregate all of the other people and give those organizations place to sort of get together and talk about it. I mean, this is such a smart thing to do, and it's the kind of thing I expect from you and Terry, Barbara, frankly. But it's good for you guys. Okay, let's get back into this new bill that's coursing through Congress on helping to stimulate interest in angel investment. And it's a tax credit, right?
It's a 25% tax credit for investors in small businesses. To qualify for the tax credit, an investor has to hold the investment for at least 3 years. And they can, the maximum amount eligible for the credit is $250,000 per investment or up to a total of $500,000 per investor. So it's pretty substantial, pretty exciting, both for the recipient, the small business owner who needs the growth to fuel their next stage of business, and certainly to encourage and incentivize the angel investor to invest and to open up the possibility of funds into a small business that they know, they respect, and believe will grow.
So let me see if I understand this. An angel can, if this passes, an angel could invest up to $250,000 in any particular business, and
correct.
They could do that in 1 year.
Correct. They can do up to $500,000 in
total.
1 year.
Oh,
can do two businesses.
So they could do $250,000 to two businesses up to $500,000 per year. Then could they do the same thing again the next year?
That's right.
To the same businesses?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so let's say that they put $250,000 into a business. Then when they file their tax return that year, for the year that they made that investment, they would get a $50,000 tax credit. So they would actually get $50,000 off of their tax bill.
Exactly.
Not a deduction, folks, a credit. If some of you, as I said earlier, some of you may remember the old investment tax credit, very similar to this, and those had holding periods too, like a depreciation type of thing. And so it's a three-year holding period. This ought to really get some things stimulated. Where is it in Congress?
Well, we've just reintroduced it. We had introduced it in the previous Congress, and wasn't quite enough time to get enough sponsors for the bill. So because it's a new Congress, we had to reintroduce it. It's the same bill, just a different number. Now House number H.R. 578. It was 5198 before. So it's the same bill, new number, and instead of being introduced in the last Congress when the Republicans were in control by Don Manzullo and
right.
Earl Pomeroy, the
right.
Republican with the ranking Democrat, this time it's the reverse. It's introduced by Pomeroy and Manzullo.
Right, right. So that's good news. And so it's in the House, and what do you think is going to happen to it?
Well, we're getting a wonderful, wonderful reception to it. We've put together a coalition. We've gone out to all of our organizations and brought in even more organizations, additional organizations that are interested in this.
Right.
We've turned loose our people across the country. They're contacting their House members.
Which you can do too, folks. Contact your own members of Congress, especially the folks in the House right now for this, and tell them about it. Barbara, thank you for being here. Good job today and good work on this project.
Thank you so much.
And quick break, right back with our good friend Michael Hepworth. We'll keep you posted, by the way, folks, on how this is going. Barbara will. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.